There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Who the heck did that intro? That's what I want to know. I was just like, whoa, wait a minute there. Who are those two? Mark, we got a great show. Kick it off.
Yeah, we really do. You know, you just said, who are those two? But then again, who are these two? And we have Dr. Evan Alexander and Karen Newell. Karen Newell is a spiritual teacher, author, and innovator in the field of brainwave entrainment audio meditation. And Karen empowers others in their journeys of self-discovery by demonstrating how to connect to their inner guidance, achieve inspiration, and improve wellness and develop intuition. Along with Dr. Evan Alexander, she is the co-founder of Sacred Acoustics. Evan Alexander served as an academic neurosurgeon for over 25 years, and 15 of that was at Brigham and Women's Hospital, the Children's Hospital, and then Harvard Medical School in Boston. By his own admission, Dr. Alexander was an atheist, that is, until he became gravely ill with a brain infection. And during a week-long coma, as he battled for his life, he had a near-death experience. Dr. Alexander rocked the world with his number one New York Times bestseller, Proof of Heaven. His other books include The Map of Heaven, Seeking Heaven, and his latest book, co-authored with Karen Newell, is Living in a Mindful Universe. I've come to know Karen and Evan through my work at IANS, the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And this year marks the 40th anniversary of the founding of IANS. And, you know, before this show started, we were talking and we realized that all three of us have been extended the honor of being keynote speakers at the IANS 2021 online convention this September 1st through the 5th. Karen and Evan have been guests on the Dr. Pat Show, hosted, of course, by my co-host, Dr. Pat Basile. So in a way, this episode is a reunion, not just of colleagues, but of friends. So we're going to welcome to The Psychic and the Doc, Karen Newell and Dr. Evan Alexander.
Yeah, boy. Hey, you yeah. Two. It's great to have you here. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Great to have you here. What a great introduction, Mark. I think it's really cool. I love the reunion. And, you know, I just want to state, I wanted to say something. I've got event envy at the moment. I've been listening to Mark introduce you as keynote speakers to a really cool organization. And I'm thinking, I got to do something different in my PR. Because, see, while you all are going to be speaking at, like, the coolest place, they want me to come and talk about broken promises. And I'm thinking, not at that event, but at an academic event. And I'm thinking, I'm just not living right.
I think dealing with broken promises is probably better than I went into cardiopulmonary failure and flatlined when I was 4, and Evan was in a coma with a brain infection and never supposed to come out of it. I don't know, Evan. What do you think? Oh, gosh.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about is, you know, I think what we should do is I want to take a really quick break because I want to see if we can straighten out a little bit of the energy. And Mark, how many times have we done a show like this and had people like Karen and Evan on the show? And the energy waves are so like phenomenal that we got to take a little short break and see if we could get a solution with Jacob. Jacob, absolutely, take us to a short break. Okay, we're going to be right back. Living a mindful universe. Can you do that? And by the way, if you're not familiar with Karen's work, I just want to send you all over and take a look. When you think about sacred acoustics, my introduction to Karen changed my life. We're going to take a short break. We'll get it all worked out. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer and co-host of The Psychic and the Doc on the Transformation Network. My new book, The Afterlife Frequency, comes out October 5th. IANS, International Association for Near-Death Studies 2021 online conference, September 1st through the 5th, will feature over 120 afterlife experts and panelists. I'll be conducting two events. Thursday, September 2nd, an afternoon of spirit communication where I'll connect random attendees with loved ones in spirit. Friday, September 3rd, I'm presenting the keynote talk, The NDE Zone, which examines the connection between NDEs, deathbed visions, mediumship, and visitations. Tickets are going fast, so get yours by visiting IANS.org. Register by August 12th and qualify for the early bird discount, IANS.org.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way, every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Burnout can feel like a heavy cloud hanging over everything you do. If you're...
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Oh boy, we're back. We're rocking it, Mark. Okay, so this is really exciting for us. And you did announce that you all are going to be speaking. Let's repeat that again in case folks were blipping out right there. And then let's get down to it.
Absolutely. Karen Newell, Dr. Evan Alexander, and yours truly will be keynote speakers at the IANS International Association for Near-Death Studies annual conference. And to get your early bird registration, sign up by August 12th at IANS.org. And let me tell you, I've heard Karen, I've heard Evan, and I've heard a lot of the other speakers talk. I know Raymond Moody's going to be there, Dr. Jeffrey Long. I mean, it's just amazing. PMH Atwater, the grandmother of near-death experiences. We just got a lot of really amazing speakers. So people that are interested in this phenomenon, sign up at IANS.org. Evan, you know, you and I, we've talked a lot about NDEs, you know, because we've both been through them, plus our work at IANS. But for people who are not familiar with what an NDE, a near-death experience, is. And I know I always hate when people say, can you briefly explain a near-death experience? But could you give our listeners who may not be familiar with the phenomenon an overview?
Yes, a near-death experience basically is a transcendental kind of phenomenal experience that occurs in the setting of being near death. People have a cardiac arrest, people who are, in bad accidents. It can happen to people in all manner of ways of approaching death. But the thing that's so surprising about an NDE is it's not at all what you would expect or predict. It's a kind of an expansion of consciousness. It's often involves probably one of the most important features is that often involves reuniting with departed loved ones, those who have left the physical plane. And that's actually one of the strongest indicators of a true NDE is encountering those loved ones. It also can involve beautiful realms of visiting, like people describe as, heavenly realms, things like that. And it often transforms people's lives. Mm-hmm. The things that I think is so important to point out is many people think that an NDE would be kind of murky or dreamlike. And I would say it's actually just the opposite. It makes this world look murky and dreamlike. They're profound experiences, and they are things that change people's lives, and you basically never forget it. I mean, there's been studies done on memories from NDEs, scientific studies, that they're much more like real lived events than any kind of a made-up event or imaginary event. They're very strongly implied to be true, real events, and that's why they change people's lives so beautifully.
Yeah. I want to ask a question about this, and I want to jump over here, if I could, Karen, and have a chat with you as well. And thank you for that, Evan. One of the things that really, for me, that I've really been grappling with, and of course, I wasn't kidding earlier, I really do need to get on other conferences, right? I have two right now. One is the one I mentioned, and the other one is the Lyme disease conference, which I'm passionate about. But I kind of ask you this question. We're living in a mindful universe. Living in a mindful universe. Just talk about acoustics for a minute. Living in a mindful universe. Can you feel how that sounds like? Maybe it's just me. But there's something about the energy of living in a mindful universe and yet connecting with, what you were just sharing about let's just call it a transmutation, perhaps, that happens, an energetic transmutation. Something happens. I want to ask you both. This has been 18 months, 20 months for people. You have not stopped, right? You're like
Correct.
Us. We didn't stop. As a matter of fact, we expanded, but we are not stopping. Can I ask you, behind the not stopping, what was the feather that sort of got your attention to say, we need to come out, we need to teach online, we need to help people with this space of mindful universe and inner sanctum?
Well, the thing that really got our attention when everything shut down, now we kind of saw it coming, last spring and early 2020, we saw it coming. And sure enough, our events started getting canceled. Everywhere we would normally go, they just canceled them all. And so what we really thought was that people can still feel connected. They don't need to be physically near each other. We have a spiritual nature, as we say, and we can connect to each other with that energy. And so that's what we did. We decided to stay in touch with people like Mark, all of our colleagues that we would normally see at these events. And we started inviting them to have conversations. Every single person that came on with us in this webinar series, United in Hope and Healing, which is available at unitedinhopeandhealing.com, it's all free. And people register so that you can get notifications. What's so amazing is that people joined us from all around the world. So the benefit is that we could reach even more souls hungry for this kind of connection. And so many people told us that we were their lifeline. And I'm sure we were not the only lifeline. because so many people like yourselves, that we all played these roles in helping people still feel connected while they were home. And for us, it helped us also stay connected and feel like we had a purpose. And it was just so, we probably got in touch with more of our colleagues than we would have otherwise, right? So it was this very much a blessing in disguise. And speaking of near-death experiencers, we had many experiencers on. We had researchers in the field. We had mediums on. We had everyone in this sort of realm join us with fascinating conversation. And we did a meditation every single week. Yeah. And we called it 11 a.m. love, where you felt kind of in your heart this connection and then felt it expand to the world around you, knowing that you were radiating love if you were having a good day and receiving love if you were having a bad day from everyone else. And so this is what we have done with our COVID vacation. And we actually did just take a break, though, for the summer. We decided to take a little break. And so we will be back at things in the fall. But yeah, at the moment we're on a break, but all those archives are available for anyone who'd like to check them out. Very dynamic conversations.
Right. Yeah. That summer break started about a week ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us in the middle of your break. The reason I had to ask the question, and Mark will follow up with this, is because when Mark and I decided to do this show in the middle of COVID, people looked at us like, are you kidding me, Vasily? Yeah. You just, like, you're on air 10 hours now anyway. Mark is writing book after book. And you two are doing what? Doing the psychic and the doc. And you may. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because this is not the time for people like us to give up or give in. See, right. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. So you know, what you brought up, Dr. Pat, and what you were saying, Karen, about how we had to be connected. And Evan, what is one of the main takeaways from an NDE is interconnectedness. And I've heard all three of you, and now myself included, and thanks to the miracle of modern technology, we've been able to do Zoom events. We've been able to do this live stream show. We've been able to reach out. And as spiritual teachers, it definitely has been our time to step up to the plate, because a lot of people are scared, you know, and we thought that this was ending, and now this new wave is coming with the Delta variant, and I don't want to get into, you know, the political views on it. I follow science. Okay. And I don't think I'm going to get arguments from the doctor on that. But the thing is, we have to continue doing this, and thank our lucky stars that we have the technological platform to do that. Karen, one thing I wanted to ask you about, and I want to get into your work with Sacred Acoustics, but I'm a nuts and bolts guy. What do you use in your sound wave, and what instruments, what equipment, what is the modality that you use in your vibrational healing work?
Well, the Sacred Acoustics audio recordings are made with binaural beats, something that's been known about for, I don't know, 60 years actively here in the U.S. Bob Monroe started studying them many years ago for achieving out-of-body experience. But these tones can be used for all kinds of useful, practical reasons. And these binaural beats are a specific form of digital frequencies where you hear one sound in one ear, a slightly different sound in the other ear, say 100 hertz, 104 hertz. It's the difference between them, that 4 hertz, that matches up to a brainwave state. So right around 4 to 5 hertz is that border between asleep and awake, between delta and theta. And so this is a beautiful way to help, as they say, entrain the brain to a calmer state of awareness. And I personally found these incredibly useful just for calming the mind, that racing mind that's constantly thinking of projects and details and lists and conversations. To quiet, and it's not like the inner voice completely goes away, but what happens is you're able to develop a focus where that voice kind of fades away into the background. And so these tones are very specialized. We call ours neural helix because we've combined binaural beats with monaural beats in a particular way that our audio engineer designed, who actually is the co-founder with me of Sacred Acoustics, not Eben. Mm-hmm. However, Eben is our biggest fan, okay? He listens to these things hours a day. Did you want to add a little more?
Yeah, I just wanted to add a little bit from a neuroscientific perspective about these binaural beats and why they have any effect. Just about every sound you've ever heard, and that would include any chant or anthem or hymn that might have put you in a transcendental state, all those sounds are processed in the acoustic cortex of the temporal lobes. Those are circuits that have basically evolved and perfected over the last few million years in primates and humans. Very, very different is sacred acoustics and binaural beats, because those tones are actually addressing a circuit far more ancient in the lower brainstem. It's a localization circuit. You know, if you hear a sound behind your head, the arrival time of the sound to the two ears is calculated in this circuit. And it's very important because it's also kind of at the origin of how we think consciousness originates in the brain. Now, this is not to say that consciousness is created in the brain, because it is not. Right. Consciousness is not created in the brain, and memory is not stored there. But the brain serves as a filter to allow that primordial consciousness in. And we believe that's why sacred acoustics and similar binaural beat brainwave entrainment is so powerful, because it's actually affecting consciousness at this very, very primitive level in the evolutionary neuroanatomic tree.
And if anyone's ever heard a sound from like a crystal bowl or a brass bowl or even a gong, tuning forks, it's that kind of sound, that sort of regular wah, wah. And interestingly, when we analyze the sounds of crystal bowls, they're emitting binaural beats. And so they occur naturally. And that's why the crystal bowls have such an entraining effect. And I think those shamans of the ancient world probably knew this. I know that our audio engineer went down to Peru, and he was involved in a ceremony where one shaman on one side of the circle of people was playing a conch shell, blowing through a conch shell, and the other shaman on the other side was blowing through another conch shell, and he recorded it, and they were emitting binaural beats. So these have been used for a long time to help people get into sort of that trance state. And they also can serve as a springboard, a foundation for exploring realms of consciousness, just like Eben did during his near-death experience. Although it may not be quite as vivid, it certainly helps us get one step closer to that kind of feeling.
You know, what both you and Eben were saying was making me think of something, because you know, I've studied theology, philosophy, ancient mysteries, and there's a sound that seems to be universal through all the religions. And if you look at from India, you got Aum, and then in ancient Egypt, it was Amun. In China, it's Aho, and in Europe, it's Amen. And it's that and it is just fascinating. You can't tell me this is, well, first off, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe in synchronicity. And I think this is one of those sacred synchronicities where you have these tonal these tones that are associated with connection with the divine. And Eben, if memory serves, I remember the first time I saw you speak at IANS. No, actually, it was at the Edgar Cayce Center. That's where we first met. And you indicated that during your NDE, you heard a sound similar to that, I believe. Is that correct?
Not only heard, it became what I used to identify that extremely powerful and healing God force at the core of the universe in a realm that I call the core. That was the furthest I went on my journey, a realm of pure oneness where the entire higher dimensional multiverse had been kind of shrunken down for all eternity in comparison to this core realm I was in. But yes, Aum was the sound I heard. And when people ask what's the origin of that, I would say, well, I guess it's the kind of resonance you'd expect in an infinite dimensional cavity over all of eternity. But that Aum sound was so powerful. And that's what I even called that God force when I came back to this world, because I knew that, you know, God, Allah, Brahman, Vishnu, Jehovah, Yahweh, all these are just little names. But in fact, wow, the power of the real, you know, that infinitely loving force. And of course, NDEers have have reported that back for thousands of years.
And also that, sound in general catalyzed your whole journey. That vibrational
sound actually was very important. And that's a kind of a crucial point, Karen. Thanks for bringing that up. But for example, when my journey started down in that very primitive earthworm's eye view, what came next was this slowly spinning white light that had a perfect musical melody with it. And that was absolutely essential, because those musical notes, by remembering them, I was able to re-enter that state every time I would kind of tumble back down from the highest dimensional space back to that earthworm eye view. But the music, remembering the notes, the music, and now enabled me to transcend. And then, of course, the angelic choirs in that Gateway Valley realm provided a portal, a musical portal, again, up into the core realm. So calm of music, vibration, frequency were absolutely essential in my journey.
You know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk with you all about the inner sanctum, but I also want to talk about, you know, what you brought to light, or what you both bring to light in the books you write. But, you know, what you brought to light for me, Evan, in your first book, in the first interview I did with you, when I totally destroyed pronouncing your name. I mean, I remember that like it was yesterday. What a nightmare. But I'm known for that. But I want to talk with you about it, because it did something seriously important for me. And I found my way through sound, Karen. But what it did was it helped me understand something that happened to me. And many people have things happen to them that they cannot explain. But it's not like what you see in the movies. It's not like when you see near-death experiences from Hollywood. You know, you don't have a sense of it. But what if it's you? And one minute you're standing up and the next minute you're not. What if you find yourself one minute typing something on a piece of paper to finish up a dissertation, and the next minute you're in an ambulance and you cannot remember? What has happened to you? Do you know? Do the doctors know? What if they find spots on your brain and then send you to a series of tests? But most of it, they make you think you're pretty crazy and there's something wrong with you. But what if you come back differently? What if all of a sudden you're looking at a body of work in your life and you say, I ain't doing this anymore? Stay tuned. What's your I ain't doing this thing, folks? When we come back, more about the inner sanctum, but also more about how we struggle with being outside of ourselves and cannot trust who we really are. How do we get there? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer and co-host of The Psychic and the Doc. My new book, The Afterlife Frequency, comes out October 5th. I'll be a keynote speaker at the International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, 2021 online conference, September 1st through the 5th. Register by August 12th and get the early bird discount. Visit IANS.org.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithadd.com.
Join a global community connecting our hearts with extraterrestrials who only understand unconditional love and inner peace. The Extraterrestrial Trust Revolution, ETR, provides expertise in raising an individual's energy level through a 13-month course and 8 energy portal journeys. Find out more about this 13-month course as well as an entire resource for you to learn about ETR at connectwithets.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? The destination may not be clear when we seek change, but we trust we cannot stay where we are. Healing and transformation coach Trish Campbell strengthens the mind-body-spirit connection. Diane McClay generates positive change by shifting perspective through choice. Get connected and gain clarity on the Shift podcast every first and third Friday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit invibe.ca for more info.
Welcome back to
Look
the
at our heads, Mark.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Everybody getting the music. It's funny.
We're going
it's
like this.
We're like bobbleheads. All right. Well, welcome back to the Psychic of the Dock, everyone. I'm Mark Anthony. I'm known as the Psychic Lawyer, Psychic Explorer, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, world-class behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile, and our two amazing guests, Eben Alexander and Karen Newell. And Eben and Karen, for the benefit of our listeners, how can people find out about you? Karen, let's start with you.
Well, sacredacoustics.com is a great place to start. And if you go there, you'll find there's a free download. Just put in your email address. And the best way really to understand these audio recordings is to listen for yourself. Now, you want to listen with headphones. That's how you'll get the best effects. So you get that left-right differentiation. But also, at the beginning of the COVID crisis, we made this set of recordings available for free because it's actually an option. If you're in financial uncertainty, you just select the free option. And it's called the Whole Mind Bundle. And these recordings were used in a pilot study in a psychiatric practice in New York City several years ago. And what was found is that anxiety was reduced by 26% just after 2 weeks of listening. So we thought, oh my gosh, the whole world is feeling so anxious. Let's get these out there. No matter, and people were losing their jobs and, you know, staying home. And so this has been going, we have never stopped this special. So people can look for that Whole Mind Bundle, especially if you're in financial uncertainty, but there's training videos, there's all kinds of helpful information there. And we also created on Eben's site, a 33-day journey.
That's on ebenalexander.com. So if people go there, and on the welcome page, you click on the banner, you can leave your first name and email address, and then you're off and running on a 33-day journey. Every day for 33 days, you'll receive an email in a drip campaign that introduces one of the major topics of our book, Living in a Mindful Universe. In fact, it's kind of a companion workbook. But the good news is it has a translation feature, and also people from all over the world. I think to date we have well over 9,000 participated, and it's formed a community. So they leave a lot of comments, help each other, a tremendous amount of kind of interchange there through that 33-day journey.
And it includes some more Sacred Acoustics audio recordings to try for free. That's also free.
Right.
We're very generous. Yeah,
we're just trying to get it out. We realize people are in deep trouble financially with the economic shutdown due to COVID. And so we've wanted to do everything we could to get it out there. And I just wanted to share also the case report that Karen mentioned that is all around that Whole Mind Bundle that is available on Sacred Acoustics. She mentioned the 26% reduction over 2 weeks in anxiety symptoms. And that's compared to 7% in the control group who only received standard psycho talk therapy over those 2 weeks. So the sounds really added a dramatic benefit in relieving anxiety. In fact, I can personally attest to this today. I'm not sure what the reason was, but I was feeling a bit anxious earlier today. And after 40 minutes of Sacred Acoustics, I was very mellow down and really like I like to be. It's one of the greatest benefits of this is tremendous amount of anxiety reduction.
And then we also already mentioned the webinar series that we did for 18 months, still available for free at unitedinhopeandhealing.com. But that webinar series is part of our Inner Sanctum program platform. And that's a membership program where we have a core sort of teaching that is accessible, sort of self-paced, and we host monthly Q&A sessions, live Q&A sessions. So that's where we get really deep. People ask us all kinds of questions about living in a mindful universe. What happens when we die? How does that affect us here? Can I still get in touch with my loved ones? All kinds of questions people have. And we just take them on once a month. And those are also available archived for the last, I think, almost 2 years now. Right. So tons of hours and hours of video of us chit-chatting about all kinds of topics that normally you don't hear people talk about, I must say.
You know, go ahead, Dr. Pat.
No, I love that you're talking about this, Karen, because one of the things I yanked from the book was one of the quotes in the book, and forgive me if I don't remember the exact person, right? You, in the book, this is what you're saying. This is actually what you're living and you're helping people with. It was discovery consists of seeing what everybody has seen and thinking what nobody has thought.
Exactly.
And, right. And if that's the game, then we need tools for that to happen. And that's what I hear you saying. And yeah. You're like us. We didn't slam down and start charging for episodes, right? There's a different energy that's calling us forward now, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have to say our membership program does involve a fee, but we're very generous with scholarships upon request.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
You know, I've as a lifelong meditator, it seems like what you're doing is taking meditation to the next level, because, and Evan, you pretty much described this about how you were listening to the binaural sounds and how it just sort of, you said, mellowed out. I look at it as our consciousness is like a whiteboard, and every thought is something you write on it. Okay. So you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, I got to go to work, or oh, I got to do this. Well, by the end of the day, what does that look like? Okay. It's just a mess. And it sounds like, you know, meditation, the idea is to try to erase that. But what it seems like, Evan and Karen, is that you've created an actual modality that people can listen to instead of like meditation where it's like, all right, I've got to do this now and I've got to be all spiritual. But what you do is it's the modality that clicks you there and erases the whiteboard without effort.
Well, yes. One way to listen is to listen passively, like you're describing, to put the headphones on. And so many people find so much benefit from that. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, transcendental experiences, but really some people just listen to get a better night's sleep. And, you know, that's a very common problem. But, where was I going with this? Go ahead.
I was just going to add, for me, I use it certainly, as we mentioned, for the anxiety reduction, if that's an issue. But that's not normally why I listen. Much more commonly, I use Sacred Acoustics an hour or two a day, every day, and I have done that for the last 10 years or so, really. But I do it a lot to return to my NDE and also to open into that universal mind, because one of the most beautiful gifts of my NDE was realizing this little mental thing going on in my mind was not the limits of what my mind had access to. There's a tremendous way that we can get out. And in fact, the last point I'd like to make on this front is one of the biggest lessons for me was to realize just how important getting that little ego voice in the, you know, so many of us think that our little, that running stream of thoughts in our head is who we are. Yeah. That's what we identify with. And yet I can tell you that is a little more than a parlor trick. That is the linguistic brain. It's the ego mind. And what happens in this meditation is Sacred Acoustics is very effective at helping me to put that little voice can make a request, state an intention, ask a question, but then it goes into timeout because these tones enable me to thin that veil and get very richly into that primordial mind that is identical to what I contacted in my NDE.
But what Evan is really bringing up is that passive listening is one way to do this, but another way is to actively use your intention.
And
you engage with the tones. And you can do it both ways, and you can practice, you know, the beautiful thing about the modality that we espouse is that there are no strict rules. And so you can feel free to make it your own. Some people listen on low volume while they're working throughout the day, which is not really how they're designed, but they find it very helpful. We encourage people to combine other meditative techniques they may have learned, mantras or special breathing techniques, and do that while listening to the tones. Some expert, longtime meditators do find it distracting, to be honest, but many, many, many others find it helps them to go much deeper. And I know, Mark, at one of our events, you had some amazing little opening during one of our exercises. That was very cool. Very cool. You like to think that mediums have it all together, but all of us have room to grow, right?
Well, you know, you brought up something very, very important about how, yes, you can use it for the intention, but see, because what I found in my work as a medium is that nothing spiritual is controlling. And, you know, a lot of people go into a reading with me or go maybe use your technique because I want to find this. Okay. Or people come to me like, okay, until I hear the secret buzzword that only my Aunt Gertrude knew, then you're a fraud, you know? And then people come into it, it's like, now they're clogging the energetic field with a lot of angst, which is
an counterintuitive, right?
Yeah. Right, expectation, and that creates an energetic barrier. And what I like about the work that you're doing is, yes, you can be assertive with it or you can be passive with it. And that's what the parallel, in fact, this is part of the talk that I'm giving during IANS. I'm seeing parallels because we're all saying the same thing. Okay, yeah. We're all, you know, the truth is the truth is the truth, right. Is that what you guys are doing is not passive aggressive, it's passive assertive. And that's what I tell people is the best way to get the most out of spirit communication is to be passive assertive. Aggressive is like, I want this spiritual experience and I want to have it now. Whereas assertive is like, I welcome these spirits into my energy. I welcome the solution to my problem, you know, however we're going to do that. And Dr. Pat, getting to what you said about the Olympics on the break, you know, this Olympics has been a mess because for America, because a lot of our athletes are having a lack of focus in all this because it appears they're not finding that center, that mm-hmm. center.
Yeah, I think that when I step back now, and I'm not an Olympic, how should I call it, specialist. You know, I'm all about behavior. I'm just looking at, you know, certain aspects of how do we get from here to here. And in my old world, that had to be so scientifically proven that if you couldn't talk about how to get from here to here, then it wasn't empirical enough to make any journal. Well, you know, things happen to us in life and I don't live that world anymore because I've learned there's another element. And I think it's the other element that they missed the boat on. I really think that there was the element of what they could not see and didn't even have the insight, you know, the mindful universe sense to be outside of the realm and to really look beyond the athlete to see the person.
I wonder if this experience will help affect change.
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they see it. Yeah. Because most of us sitting here, I think, and okay, he's got the fastest time in the world running that race. Okay, wait, he didn't do it. Yeah. And then his comments are talking about mental health. I hope it does work. I want to ask you both, you know, as I was reading your book, and I got to tell you, I'm always amazed every time I read something about either one of you. My skydiving experience didn't come close to yours, but I did jump through clouds and that was just weird.
Cool.
It was cool. Totally illegal, everybody. Don't email me on it.
You don't want to do it.
But I didn't want to go back down. But I want to ask you, and I want to bring this to the forefront. We have to be able to help people. We have to be able to help them get to some of the things you both put in the book. Right? And I know you're doing what you can. I know we are doing what we can. I know we're going to be doing some other things. But what would be your personal invitation to people listening today? you know, to say, look, we're not oblivious to what we went through, but what's possible? What would be your personal invitation to the folks watching today?
Well, my personal invitation would be to really consider that you are much, much, much more than your body, the roles that you play as a mother, a father, a teacher, a doctor. You are much, much more than this. And it's really highly critical to get in touch with that part of you. And so when people talk about mental health, I think we also need to bring in this idea of spiritual health.
Absolutely.
Yes. And what we mean, and what we mean by spiritual is not religion, not some kind of faith. Spirituality to us is a feeling that you are connected to something greater, to each other, and that you feel a sense of meaning and purpose in your life, that there's a reason for you to exist. And so many people in this world don't feel that meaning and purpose. And a lot of that has to do, you know, Evan, when he woke up from his coma and learned how damaged his brain was while he had that experience, he became driven to teach people that the materialist paradigm is incorrect. And many, many of us, many people in the world don't necessarily agree with the materialist paradigm. And that is the idea that only the physical world is real. Everything else is an illusion or a hallucination or some kind of anomaly. And when you realize that that's not the case, then all of those hallucinations and anomalies turn into normal experience, right? We're supposed to feel a connection to our relatives when they die. We're supposed to continue realizing that our awareness goes on and so on.
Yeah, and I would say my NDE, just like NDEs for, you know, millions of other people, was such a tremendous kind of a reset, a reboot of that whole business of kind of going through everything that you've lived in your life, and but from a non-egoic perspective, but from that higher soul perspective. And the good news is that you don't have to have an NDE to achieve that in your life.
Right.
I believe anyone, by being a conscious, sentient being, we all have the power to explore that consciousness. And when you realize that your ego mind is just the smallest part of your true consciousness, and that in fact your consciousness overlaps with the consciousness of the universe, with all fellow beings, then it becomes much more worthy of exploration. And to do that, and to escape the shackles of the kind of ego mind, can be a tremendous liberator for any and all of us. That's why meditation, centering prayer, I think is such a key ingredient.
And one technique that I think, you know, the one thing people can do is to move your awareness from your head to your heart.
Yeah.
So an easy way to do that is to just imagine that your breath is moving in and out of your heart instead of your mouth and nose. It's a very calm, kind of gentle way to sort of drop down into your heart space. And when you do this, it kind of changes your perspective of what's going on around you. And it's very commonly recommended by HeartMath Institute, which has done so, so much work on the science of the heart and just feeling that heart connection. You know, our hearts actually radiate whatever emotional state you're feeling out to the world around you, and it affects people. And, you know, we all know those people who, like Mark, who enter a room and they're just so joyous and open and all this wonderful, happy energy. And then there's these other people who walk in and they're sad or they're angry. Who do you want to be around? And it's that heart energy, that this electromagnetic field that emits from the heart is enormous. And it surrounds each and every one of us, and it interacts all the time. So just becoming aware of that, I think, is so, so important. And it's really just the first step.
You know, Evan, when you said, and Karen, that was awesome. Thank you. Evan, when you said exploration, if I don't ask this, I know a lot of our listeners are going to be very upset with me. All right. We had Nancy Evans Bush on the show. And one of her quotes that's always resonated with me is that people who have a near-death experience don't think there is a God, they know. What is your take on that?
Well, I would say that from my own personal experience, and I think this is common among many NDEers, is in the deepest kind of aspects of that journey, one even becomes one with that God force. Yeah. Of course, it is as far away from the little ego mind as you could possibly be. But you start to realize that divinity, in many ways, is the source of all of our conscious awareness. And that's why we all have tremendous power. It's power that must be based in love, kindness, compassion. We're all in this together, the win-win solutions. And that's why I love getting out of that ego mind in meditation up to that higher level where I really reunite and often do work higher soul to higher soul.
Or I like to say expanded soul, because higher kind of...
Yeah, you get confused which direction
expanded.
Is good.
right.
Expanded is good. We'll agree on that.
So what you're saying is God is not a neurotic white guy sitting on a throne smiting people?
That is correct. No, I think it's important for people to realize, you know, in our... I grew up in a Methodist church in North Carolina, and to be taught to become one with God was not necessarily what they said was the way it worked. And yet I think many NDEers would agree that is really kind of the essence of it. And, you know, it devolves into kind of definitions. You know, what's your definition of consciousness and the unconscious part of consciousness, and what's your definition of God? But I think ultimately what we're describing is that force of infinite love that is so reassuring. That's why NDEers come back to this world and never fear death again. They know it's not oblivion. They know it's a blissful, beautiful state of connection with loved ones. And that is really an important truth to get out to this world. I think that we, especially the oneness is a concept you mentioned, and that's where modern neuroscience is rapidly moving into a world of acknowledging one mind, and that the whole universe, in essence, is conscious, and that we all share that consciousness. So,
you know,
power.
I know that everybody on this show gets this, but I do want to say this. I see a lot of people, they'll even come up to me and say, how can I have a near-death experience? And it's like, whoa. Please do not test these theories, okay? Yeah. If an NDE happens to you, it's because it happens to you. It was supposed to happen to you. I always tell people, please do not put yourself in harm's way with the intention of having some type of metaphysical experience, which is exactly why you need to get Karen and Evan's sacred acoustic program, because that's the way to do it, not to harm yourself.
Well, I think that's a very important point. And people often ask us, for example, about psychedelics as a mode to get, you know, to that. And the important, I often say, because I've had experience with certain psychedelics, and I know they're like looking through a keyhole, like this tiniest little glimmer of what's through there. But the big, profound truth is something that can come through NDEs, and certainly also through meditation, centering prayer, spontaneous epiphanies. And I do not encourage people to use psychedelics to get to this realm, even though I'm glad that the research is now being done to help a lot with, because psychedelics tell us a lot about consciousness. And basically they show us that the brain is not creating all this. There are many scientific studies with fMRI, magnetoencephalography, looking at brain activity that show you the brain goes dark when you're on things like psilocybin, LSD, DMT. The brain is not producing that. It is getting out of the way. And it's important from the scientific investigation of consciousness. But for most people, I would strongly advise just go the meditation route.
I've also tried both. Not a fan of psychedelics. Not a fan.
You know, I was a criminal defense attorney, and let me tell you something about psychedelics. All they do is distort your brain function and your perception. True spirituality, like Evan, like Karen, like Dr. Pat, have all said, is filled with such clarity that the last thing you want is to clog your brain with this distorted substance, because a true spiritual connection, it's so pure, so simple, so powerful, and so revelatory.
Yeah. And let me just acknowledge this for both of you, because Evan, you don't know this, but your influence after the first interview, but also the book, it appointed me to do a talk and then a show. It was one of the most listened to shows I've ever done. And the show is called NDE or Not, You Decide. And I talked about my experience of blacking out. And I talked about blacking out, ending up in an emergency vehicle. And I talked about that for maybe 20 seconds. But what I then talked about was what changed in my life. And see, what I love about your books is there are a lot of people that have had these experiences and were met with family members that were skeptic. They were met with doctors that put them on drugs, that tried to tell them they didn't have it. And see, this is really the importance and the underpinnings of what we're talking about here today. Because when you enter this realm, this inner sanctum, and you walk away from lucrative careers, or you don't see the world, or you know things and people can't believe you're doing it, there are millions of people like that. And I think what you both are doing is opening up a portal to let people know you're not crazy.
I think that's very, very important. And luckily, the medical profession is shifting rapidly in a positive direction on this front.
I hope so, because I couldn't become a clinical psychologist after I graduated because I was going to use the word spirituality. So I had to say, hasta la vista, baby. And then I said, I'll be back. And I did come back differently. Mark, thank you both. Mark, what do we want to say to wrap it up? Thank you both. This hour just zipped by.
Thank you. It really did.
If you want to find out more about Karen Newell's work, go to sacredacoustics.com. Also go to evanalexander.com. And Dr. Pat and I, you know, Karen and Evan, this was a reunion of friends. This was fun. I mean, this is like if we were just sitting around a table having some snacks. And thank you to all the listeners for being part of our friends' conversation. And we're going to be back next week. It'll be a call-in episode where you're going to get the benefit of Dr. Pat's street smart, spiritual, intuitive insights and my connections with the other side. And I look forward, Karen and Evan, to seeing you at the online IANS 2021 conference, September 1st through the 5th. Everybody, please sign up by August 12th for the early bird discount at IANS.org. Thank you, everybody. Namaste.
Thank you both. Thank you, Mark.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.